Hello everybody, this is People Profit Planet once again. My name is Alejandro Galeana Salinas.
And I am Christina Anderson.
And where do you work at, Christina Anderson?
And we both work at the Office of Sustainability. So,
what's your position there?
My position is the Communications and Marketing Coordinator. And what is your position, Alejandro?
My position is Graphic Design and Web Development Coordinator.
Yes. So, today, and our program in general, we just want to give you guys a little bit of information about some environmental things that have been going on in the United States, locally, globally, and stuff like that. Our theme today is actually going to be activism within the global community, as well as even on the local level. We're going to talk about the Bluegrass Army Depot and the Kentucky Environmental Foundation a little bit today, as well as bringing up some local things that we have going on, like the Dandelion Festival, mm-hmm. which is going to be in April. That's April 16th, so you guys need to mark that on your calendar because it's going to be an amazing festival. The Dandelion Festival is trying to educate people about reimagining the American lawn. So instead of using pesticides to have a beautiful, American, all-American green landscape, the purpose of the Dandelion Festival is to try and show people that all the ecological things that are in your yard are actually very natural, and, you know, instead of, you know, aiming for the stereotypical American green lawn, we need to expand our horizons and understand that using pesticides can be very dangerous. So,
and having biodiversity is very good mm-hmm. for your lawn indeed. We would actually much rather have that. So this will be emphasizing that. We will have some awesome bands. We will mm-hmm. also have from local and from the region. We will also have some circus performers, so
yes.
watch out for that. It's going to be really great.
Yes. And we're going to have a photo booth, and you're going to be doing some face painting as well, right?
I will, yes, that's correct.
So, make sure you guys come out. There will also be kettle corn and ale-ate, which I know is a favorite among the college students here. Oh. So, if you don't, I mean, you might as well come out for that and listen to some awesome music. So, there are going to be workshops in the day, which are free and open to the public, so anyone can come and attend those. And for more information, you can just go to the Office of Sustainability's website, our Facebook page, and click accept for the event. We're interested, because quite a few people have already said that they're interested. Almost 100 said they're going, and 200 people said they're interested. So, it's going to be great. So, just to get us started off today, I'm going to play a song from one of Quentin Tarantino's movies. We're going to connect that back to how activism can be seen on the global level. So, we're going to be playing Freedom from Django Unchained. And I hope you guys enjoy.
Oh. doubt is so strong. There's gotta be a wind in my bones. I'm looking for freedom. Looking for freedom. And to find it cost me everything I had. Well, I'm looking for freedom. I'm looking for freedom.
That was Freedom by, I'm not sure who the artist was. It's from the soundtrack from Django Unchained. So, today we're going to be talking about activism, and, Quentin Tarantino, he actually is, I think Alejandro can talk about this, but, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Quentin Tarantino, actually... most people don't know, but, you know, a lot of his films do center around, you know, fictitious worlds of violence in themselves, you know, and Django Unchained was definitely a lot of people will agree and also disagree, but that's totally fine, you know, that movie was very, very good for highlighting, you know, like, black empowerment in sort of ways, and he also translates that to, you know, what he does outside of just his film. He's been a Black Lives Matter ally. He's been a Black Lives Matter ally for a while, and he is somewhat respected, if not very respected, in the community. And speaking of activism, there was also, you know, more people in that ensemble of Django Unchained. I think you can talk more about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So, as you all know, Leonardo DiCaprio was in Django Unchained. One of my favorite actors, and he actually has a foundation called the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation. His name is so hard to say. It is a wonderful foundation. It is he puts his philanthropy in his philanthropy efforts towards the environment. He sees how there are so many different organizations that go toward, you know, feeding people and creating like water wells, which those are very, very necessary things, but he also sees how the environment can very much be like a baseline for this. So he talks about protecting wildlife, saving our oceans, restoring wildlands, but also empowering communities by making sure that he donates to communities throughout the globe that are making impacts in their own communities in regards to environmental issues. So the environment definitely affects communities all over the world. Even in the United States, we have coal, we have people on the coast with fisheries and that kind of thing. So it's definitely important to make sure we understand how the environment plays a vital role within our own communities. So, and that's what Quentin Tarantino, or not Quentin Tarantino, but Leonardo DiCaprio does with his foundation. Actually, there's a statistic that says less than 3% of all philanthropy goes to the environment. Mm. So he's trying to combat this. They have 78 high-impact projects throughout the globe. It's by restoring environmental justice, you can benefit human welfare. So they have 65-plus partners. They're in 40 or more countries, and $30 million in grants have been awarded since 1998 when he founded this. He was really, I don't know how young he was, but that was like, Titanic came out in 1997, so.
He was in his 20s at least.
Yeah, he was in his 20s, so he's been a big activist for the environment for quite a long time now. So I'm sure his efforts have definitely impacted communities and people and human welfare all over the world. So, I think he definitely has a very high place, or not a high place, but he has a very big role with environmental philanthropy and making sure we make communities better. Did you have anything to say about that, Alejandro?
Absolutely. I'm glad that he's using his celebrity status mm-hmm. and his wealth to create proactive mm-hmm. things, you know, for the environment, which do have direct connections to people, you know, and people's health, people's, you know, well-being. I think we should absolutely be proud of that he's doing that. And we should, you know, also as Berea College students, I'm sure we all have some level of awareness when it comes to, like, being a part of communities, especially undeserved, you know, underrepresented and minority communities.
Mm-hmm.
And also going back to his age, you know, if he founded this in 1998, he mm-hmm. he definitely would have been in his 20s, if not, yeah, late teens, early 20s mm-hmm. for sure. And I think that's also very very important to highlight, because that's around the age most of Berea College students are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although we, of course, we weren't in the Titanic, we don't have that kind of wealth.
Yeah, but he's using his wealth. I mean, we have, like, the manpower, I guess. We have tons and tons of college students all over the world that, or not over, probably all over the world, but mm-hmm. All over the United States that, you know, use their time in college to actually be active within things.
Because mm-hmm.
Students have definitely led movements, like you guys said last night at the Freedom University panel, which we will talk about and we'll get to a little bit later, which is a big example of activism within communities. So, but yes, college students are definitely leading this, but it's amazing to see that he's actually putting forth, like, money and that sort of stuff, because that is also very important to making change happen. So, yes. I guess with that, we can go ahead and move on into our next song. This is Winter Coat by Morning Without You. This is a band that will be playing at the Dandelion Festival. So you guys need to make sure you come out and check out what they have to do.
Feathers of a goose, I'd rather lose my mind if I'd you let me lose. lose. I'd rather lose my mind than find you let me lose. Arms are garments, useless through and through, so much improved, removed of such a nuisance. Instruments in tune to wet with roots forbidden. Instruments in tune to wet with roots forbidden. Instruments in tune to wet with roots forbidden. Juices. Best this weather without a soul pressed together, chest to chest, no vest, no sweaters, just our arms, they hold much better. No, but scarves and coats of leather, just our mouths, but the sin tempers, no, and the boots of feathers of a goose. I'd rather lose my mind if I'd you let me loose. I'd rather lose my mind if I'd you let me loose.
And we're back. So that was Morning Without You, singing Winter Coat. So today, I just like to talk a little bit about some of the more grassroots activist things that have been going on. In the past, this is something that affects us as Bereans directly. The Kentucky Environmental Foundation was founded in the 1990s in response to the Army Depot, the Bluegrass Army Depot that is on I-75 on the route to Richmond, if you've ever driven to Richmond, and you look, if you've driven to, like, Richmond, if you look on your right, there's a big fence that follows I-75, and when you follow it, if you look in the distance a little bit, you can see the Bluegrass Army Depot itself, and basically, it was founded, the military came in, and there are different spots all over the United States, but the military came in, and it's basically a collection of different, chemical weapons that had been used, during World War II, and stuff like that, that the Army just didn't use, and they don't need anymore. So, basically, during the 1990s, their solution to this was to store it in this big warehouse, and then they were going to burn it. They were going to incinerate it. And when the community found out about this, they were like, no, not in our city, not in our community. So they basically started up a big grassroots response to it, telling the army that they couldn't be here, that they needed to take it and do something with it. But then they realized that if they were to just take it out of Richmond and then put it somewhere else, it would be affecting the people in that region as well. Mm-hmm. So instead of doing that, they over the years, this took quite a long time to actually eventually achieve. So they partnered with some scientists, and they found out a better way to dispose of the chemical weapons, because something had to be done with them. So they partnered with different organizations that were also being affected by this, different communities that were being affected by this, and they funded this, and eventually it went to trial. I don't know, I don't remember if it was the Supreme Court or who, but they said, you know, you're gonna have to find a better way to do this, and they did, and that's what they're implementing right now. But I think that's just a great example of a grassroots movement making a serious change that affected not only, you know, Kentucky, but other states that had this issue as well. So, yeah. So do you have anything to say about that, Alejandro?
Yeah, in my sociology class, we mm-hmm. actually learned about, you know, that, because it is... It's so crazy to think, you know, it's literally right down the road.
It is.
Like, we drive past... I've driven past that depot, I mean, at least 5 times before I mm-hmm. knew what it was, mm-hmm. and I never thought to question it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, we actually saw a documentary regarding mm-hmm. that situation, and then we had a guest speaker come in. He was actually in the documentary, and we got to ask him questions. He talked about, you know, his grassroots effort, you know, and how it just grew. Mm-hmm. I know that they went to Russia at one point.
They did.
They went to Russia to learn about, you know, the science behind it, mm-hmm. or, you know, because they also had activists over there in Russia that mm-hmm. are also against, you know, the incineration of mm-hmm. Chemical weapons, mm-hmm. because, you know, this was during the Cold War and stuff, you know, so Russia yeah. also had their... Russia also had their
their chemical weapons as well. Yeah. Yeah, I cannot imagine like driving on I-75 and seeing a big like incinerator, like in just a big cloud of smoke from like mm-hmm. these chemical weapons. I can't. I don't even know what made the army think that was a good idea to even do in the first place. That goes into the air and into your lungs. But
yeah,
you
and
know,
there's houses like like even if you don't, you know, I can't think. You know, like, even if you can't think deeply, like, you know, that, yeah, it goes into the air.
It goes into the air.
It's going to get to somebody, even if you don't think that way. Because some people just try to deny that. Well, let's be honest.
Yeah.
People try to deny that, and I don't know how that they can do mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. How in their mind they can accept that as fact.
Yeah.
But it's not. But anyways, it's like, there's houses right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this fence stretches for miles.
It does. Yeah.
So, it's a huge area with... I'm sure thousands of pounds of just, you know,
yeah.
chemical weapons.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
do know the relationship between the grassroots activists, you know, shifted, you know, throughout the years, you know, and the military as well, and the government. You know, at this point, they're at a good consensus, like all three of them, you know, after a lot of effort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, you know, decades later, they're at a good consensus, and they're going to achieve, you know, to get rid of these at a good and safe way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So you guys should definitely check out, if you want to, you can check out the documentary. It's called Nerve. I think the guy that went to your class is actually doing some fracking stuff in the area as well. He's the one that's leading that, because he
yes.
talked to some senators to get that going. So, it's a very good documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So, bringing it back a little bit, we're gonna have one more song, but before we get to that song to close us out, we have a few more minutes left. Alejandro, you had a panel last night. Do you want to tell us about that, how that went?
Yes, of course. Yes, last night, so on top of, you know, working in sustainability, I also work for free at FEE, that's Fighting for Equal Education. It's an on-campus organization. And essentially, we advocate for equal education for all, regardless of immigration status, because as we know, there are many undocumented immigrants in the United States, many of them who are college-age students, you know, with varying degrees of statuses. And I think with Berea College, it aligns with some of the ideologies of Berea College, you know. They're liberatory, you know, they believe in liberatory education. It's a liberal arts college. It was founded on the foundation of education for all, regardless of race or gender at that time. And I think that just has to expand to the times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's what we're pushing forward to as well. And that's definitely what Fee is advocating for. So I used to work for an organization in Atlanta, Georgia, called Freedom University. And, you know, it's beautiful how things just become full circle. I used to work at Freedom U for 5 years. I got accepted into college. Now here, I have an officer position. It's like outreach coordinator. But really, you know, the work is not limited to, because it's something I'm passionate about. And just to see that, you know, come full circle, you know, coming from Freedom University to coming to Fee, and now, like, mm-hmm. they were able to come over here and host a panel. And the panel was basically regarding that, you know, access to higher education, migration, and activism, you know. Mm-hmm. So many of the presenters are personal friends of mine, and some of them are new faces as well. But, you know, like, activism is very important, especially from a grassroots level, because I feel like that's when it's some of the most honest, you know, and mm-hmm. the most honest type of activism, because it comes from a need for something, you know. Mm-hmm. This specific case would be, you know, undocumented students who would need an education. And so, you know, whatever the cause is, just be, you know, proud of it and go behind it, and, you know, start a grassroots organization. Why not?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think that ties really well together with all the activism that is not only in the environmental community, but all over the world. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to end with All Right by Kendrick Lamar, which has kind of become one of the anthems for especially the Black Lives Matter movement. So, mm-hmm. This is All Right by Kendrick Lamar.
All's my life I has to fight. All's my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, now let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a f***ing gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, wouldn't you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, ain't a profit big enough to feed you. In my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, arrest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. when our pride was low. Looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po when they kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nights in my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.